Talking sports and much more with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome in, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We are live from Belmont today, ahead of the Bruins game against Murray State. But we are starting the show with a very special guest. The one and only Kevin Harlan joins us, the voice of Westwood One. Kevin, great to have you to start the show today, man.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
I don't even know where to start with this.
I don't even want to ask you any questions. Just talk for like 10 minutes. I just want to listen to your voice for a while.
Yeah, we just want you to kind of talk for a while, and then we'll take a break whenever we're, you know, whenever we feel like we can fit one in.
You guys are nice. I don't have much of a voice left after this past weekend in Miami with all that was going on in that game, and that was some kind of Super Bowl 54 and a great comeback by the Chiefs.
Yeah, and it kind of went like a lot of people thought it might. Really tight game, and then Patrick Mahomes will do what Patrick Mahomes does, and that's kind of how it played out.
I saw one statistic after the game, and I think it was from Trey Wingo over at ESPN, who said that in games that are into the fourth quarter in a double-digit deficit, that Patrick Mahomes is 5-0 in his 2 years starting. And, of course, he had three straight here in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Divisional round, the AFC Championship against your Titans, and then in Super Bowl 54 he was down and by 10, and then they said to give it some kind of relevance or perspective, he said Kurt Warner, who's in the Hall of Fame, in the same instance was 2-44 with a double digit deficit in the fourth quarter. I go, well, I said, number one, I'm not going to tell Kurt that because he won't like that. My partner on these games, but it just shows you what Patrick is all about and how he has taken this league by storm and been just better than anyone possibly could have projected after just starting 2 years in the league, 1 year an MVP, the very next year, the Super Bowl MVP.
Kevin Harlan, our guest, you were actually the voice of the Chiefs, 85-93, and I can remember watching NFL highlights in those days, and it would be your voice over those highlights. I was always amazed that those teams couldn't get over the hump just because they got so close so many times and they continued to. How special was it for you as a guy who got a start in Kansas City to see the Chiefs finally do something 50 years later that they had been attempting for years?
Well, it was nice. You know, we live there still. We raised our family there. We raised our four children there, and we still live there now. And we certainly are, you know, are part of the community and church and school and everything else. I really don't work there. We just live there because it's been a comfortable place to raise our family. But and it's been 27 years since I broadcast the team. But nonetheless, like all Kansas Cityans, you know, after a 50-year absence from the Super Bowl and having, you know, so many close calls and so many disappointing seasons and everything in between. You know, it was pretty cool to have the big parade yesterday. They had over 800,000 people, which broke all expectations, and it was a pretty special time. You know, your city rallies around these teams so much, and I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. Down in Nashville, you were at the Super Bowl, you know, within the last, you know, couple decades, and so you know exactly what that is all about. And what that means and what it can mean to a community. And so the same thing is true in Kansas City. And it's even more, I think, just like the journey, you know, kind of takes you ups and downs and all the different things, twists and turns of a journey, a lot of disappointments, a lot of elation, but maybe never really appreciating, you know, as much if you go every year to the Super Bowl or every other year or once every 10 years. If you haven't been in 50 years, it really stands out. And so it made it, I think, even sweeter for people that have just continually bought season tickets and tailgated and spent money buying caps and shirts and everything else over the years with nothing really to show for it at the end. And this year they had certainly something very big to show at the end for all the support and loyalty they have shown.
Kevin Harlan with us on 3HL. Kevin, one of the best in the game. There's no doubt about that in terms of painting the picture in your mind from an old school kind of way. But I will say, what I love most about listening to you, Kevin, is how much enthusiasm you have, how much you love what you do, and that just comes through, and it comes through the play-by-play, but it also comes through when an animal runs out on the field, or when you are monitoring a New England and Miami game, and you're calling two games at once. Absolutely love those moments. Are you surprised when stuff like that ends up going viral?
Stunned. I mean, I just do it because it seems to fit. You know, I really don't think about it. They're all organic things that have happened, all things that have just come up in the course of a game, whether it's, you know, the guy running out in the field and he ran right through the slot receiver's position on the field and play had to stop and the guy ran around and nobody was chasing him. I mean, there was no security after he ran out there for like a minute. Just like he was lollygagging around out there. And then when the cat, you know, stopped play in the Meadowlands against the Dallas Cowboys as the Giants were driving, play stopped, players turned, and everyone looked at the cat. And so those were on radio and the TV thing the last weekend of the season. You know, there's so many wonderful moments that happen, because so many people are involved, whether it's great camera shots or great direction in the truck or whatever. And this just happened to be that the game in Foxborough was going on at the exact same time as the game that the Chiefs were playing. And to recap quickly, if the Chiefs won and New England lost in week 17, the Chiefs would get the bye and the Patriots would have to play right in the first round of the playoffs. And we saw what happened. They lost to the Titans. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, just kind of a nice intersection of moments, and it worked out, and I have fun with it, and hopefully people take it that way. But all organic to the situation, nothing pre-planned or thought of beforehand, just things like that just happen. Now, listen, I could go another 35 years and nothing would happen, and I'd be fine with that as well. But these just kind of tickled people a little bit, and I'm glad people took it in the right way, and there were fun little moments in those games.
Kevin, you've done tons and tons of NBA games as well, and so we need to get your perspective on this. About a week and a half ago, we all lost the great Kobe Bryant, his beautiful daughter, and seven other amazing people in that tragic helicopter crash. I'm curious how you found out about that and kind of what went through your mind.
Well, I was doing a college basketball game for CBS in Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. Indiana was playing Maryland. It was a big game in the Big Ten Conference, a very important game for standings and everything else. And late in the game, my partner, Jim Spinarkle, showed me a text he received, and it said, "Hey, from a buddy who said, hey, I just heard Kobe was in a plane wreck, a plane accident." And we looked at each other, and there was nothing else. And so the game continued. And now we're about 30 seconds away from completion, and we're in another commercial break. And then Jim showed me his phone again. And it said, unconfirmed reports that Kobe Bryant has died in a helicopter crash, but they were unconfirmed. And so and that was not our place to say anything. That way, you know, the game was going to end. There was not enough time to be expansive. We were sending it to our golf coverage at Torrey Pines with Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo. So it was not our place to say anything. And the game ended, a very close game, and we signed off, and we were packing our bags. And then doing some of the post game duties we had to do for the network. And about 5 minutes after we were off the air, I saw that our network studio in New York, our host, had come out and said, again, reports are saying that Kobe Bryant has passed and there may be more members of his family on the helicopter. But that's all I saw. And then we raced in to go catch our plane. So, I mean, you know, we all heard, we all will remember where we were, what we were doing. And, you know, Bryant was one of the most spectacular players I've ever seen. I've done 32 years of the NBA. I broadcast every season of Kobe's Hall of Fame career. He was wired like Jordan. He played like Michael Jordan. He won like Michael Jordan. And they're different players than LeBron. LeBron is like a Mack truck in flight, but those guys were like acrobats in flight, and they were special players, incredibly intense, drove their teammates crazy because they demanded excellence every single time they were on the floor. I felt privileged to call his games. And like all of us, you know, you see an 18-year-old kid go to the NBA and play 20 years under the microscope of national TV and everything he does, from every misstep, and he had them. No one's perfect. Everyone, as they go from teenager to manhood, and we all hit speed bumps. We all make mistakes. He did, too. The difference was his were all so amplified and so much talked about. And I think he came out of it on the other end a very mature, loving husband and father and role model that he always wanted to be throughout, you know, the last part of his career. So felt like with a lot of these people that die too young, and especially his 13-year-old daughter and the others, as you mentioned, on the helicopter crash, you never know what they could have done in those remaining years and inspiration and everything else that they could have done. But you pick the good moments and you learn from those. And I think that's what a lot of people have done with Kobe. Certainly a brutal story and a tragic loss. And you don't have to follow the NBA to be touched by what he did. Know that it was a life taken much too young.
Kevin, we appreciate the time so much. We know how busy you are. It's ironic. This is the 100th year of the NFL, and for so many people, your voice has painted pictures of season after season and game after game and big moment after big moment. We always appreciate catching up with you, and hope to do it again soon.
Well, you are so kind, and I sure appreciate those very thoughtful words. Thank you very much. Always fun to visit, and I hope we talk again soon. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. The great Kevin Harlan, Westwood One, and so many other places. We are huge fans, and it's always great to catch up with him. We're live from Belmont. We will get you all up to speed on what we're doing here today. The women have already played. We'll tell you what happened with that. The men are coming up. Got great guests and a whole bunch more stuff coming up. But first of all, let me tell you about this.